You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we're going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
What's poppin', family? It's your girl, Niche. Listen, I know that I have been slacking lately, y'all. And let me tell you why. Here's the thing. So, before I decided to go out of town, it was my birthday weekend. That was probably the last time you guys got an actual Friday episode from me. So, in my mind, I was trying to prepare for this vacation that I was going on. Like, it wasn't supposed to be a real big vacation, nothing like that. It was more trying to kind of clear my mind a little bit. Plus, if you've listened to our podcast from the beginning, I always share with you guys how my birthdays just would go horribly wrong. And it would be like this every year since I turned 21. So I'm not usually the big birthday type, and that might come as a shock because most girls really go out for their birthday. But me, I just didn't. So this was the first year that I decided that I was going to celebrate myself no matter where I felt like I could be better at, right? So we take part one of our vacation. We go to Atlanta. It was really different because I haven't been to Atlanta in like since I was like 18 or 19. So we went to a lot of different, you know, popular restaurants and such. And for the most part, the food experience was amazing. Now, Georgia weather is something like Florida's cousin because it could be burning up at 8, raining at 8:30, hailing at 8:31, a hurricane at 8:32, and then it's freezing. So weather changes quickly in those two states. Now, when I lived in Georgia, it was mostly cold to me there, but you know, you did get the heat too. So I'm expecting to go here and it's going to be warm and we're going to have a good time and everything. Y'all, it was cold. It was cold. So as I'm standing on the balcony trying to enjoy the view, I'm frizzling. You know, it's cold. I don't want to be out here, but I want to be out here. So I was confused. I didn't know. Anyway, we went out to this club and it was not a Florida club, of course, but, you know, it was just packed as hell with a lot of people. And I guess I'm over the club scene. I guess that's kind of what it is. But I was so toe up, y'all. We had shots of Hennessy all night. And it was just, it felt good to breathe for a minute. So that's more of what it was for me than anything else. It was just that moment of self-reflection where I'm figuring out what I want to do going forward. It was everything. So that was just a weekend trip. So we went Friday, came back Sunday, only to sleep for a few hours and be back on the road for what we call vacation part two. Now, vacation part two, y'all, is when it gets good. So initially we were supposed to go to like this retreat, this cabin style type area. It was super beautiful too. Just so happened it didn't work out that way. Like, it wasn't meant for us to take that trip. So we ended up renting out an Airbnb in what we call the big houses in Augusta. Now, if you know me or know anything about me, you know that I used to live there. So I was excited. I was excited to go because I had someone I wanted to see. We were going to be in this super beautiful location. Like, it was giving me super vacation vibes, okay? Had jacuzzi, had pool, even though we didn't get to get in the pool because it was cold or raining. But that jacuzzi, though, y'all. If you've never just taken a vacation and chilled in a jacuzzi, like, secluded though, like not where you're sharing it with a bunch of people, like y'all don't even understand. You don't get it. But okay, so we're there, we're in Augusta, we have our kids, because the whole point of the vacation was to get the kids out of town, you know, get them out doing something different, because we hadn't really taken them anywhere. And when I say we, it was me and my homegirl that decided to go, and both of our kids. So we're there, and things get interesting quickly. I'm debating if I want to tell this story now or if I should tell that in another separate episode, which I probably think I will do that. But I really wanted to take a moment to kind of explain my absence, because since that vacation that I took, my life has changed drastically. Like, every aspect of my life is different. So now I'm getting back into the groove of things. It was like after we came back from vacation, even though I was home, I felt like I was still stuck on vacation. Like, as much as I tried to get up and do things, I didn't want to. I was just still in vacation mode. But as things happen, which I'm going to explain in the next episode, so tune into that one. As things happen, I started to kind of get out of vacation mode because I had a lot of things that I needed to take care of prior to a certain date. So, y'all, I was running myself crazy because even though I don't think I'm a perfectionist, I find that in certain aspects of my life, things have to be right. And if it's not right, then I have a problem with that. And when I have a problem, it's everybody's problem. So I had really been trying to just kind of transition into the next phase of my life. Did I see it coming initially? I didn't. I really didn't. I just was expecting to have a good vacation amongst people that I love and just really vibe, like just really enjoy the fact that I was able to make it to 31. Now, that says a lot if you know me, because I always said that I would say that I was 25 until I couldn't pass for 25 no more. And that's no shade, you know, to the people that are 30 and above or whatnot. It's just, I just didn't feel like I was ready to be 31. Because when you think about 31, it's like, to me, that's like cougar age. Like, at this point, we robbing cradles at 31. So it's just like, I didn't want to be 31. I didn't want to die, but I didn't want to get old. It seemed like it came so fast. Here I was, just 21, complaining because people are not IDing me for drinks when I'm going out to eat. And now I'm 31. So, y'all, 31 has been good to me so far. I feel super, super blessed. I can't wait to share the tea with y'all because you know it's coming. You know we about to spill it in this next episode that I'm about to do. But because you guys have been rocking with me from the beginning when we decided to go ahead and take this to the next level, I felt like I owe you guys that explanation as to what has been happening. But listen, from now on, we on point. I'm out of vacation mode. I'm kind of settled down now as far as how hectic my life was. So I'm definitely looking forward to bringing you guys more content and letting you in a little bit on what I'm dealing with. So one of the things that I recently decided to do was go back to school, and I've always wanted to do that. It's just my situation wasn't right for school. I have kids, I was a single mom, and I didn't really have the support that I needed. But again, y'all, my life has pretty much transitioned into something greater because I now have real support. I have people that really just love me. And it helps because where I was doing everything by myself, I'm finding that I can actually depend on other people to help me. And that's the most amazing feeling. When you come from just really feeling overwhelmed with life to having people that are willing to just pick up, you know, where I'm lacking at, and I don't have to ask them for it. I'm just super, super blessed and super, super happy. And as I said, I'm going to keep this short. This was just a, like, let's catch up, what's going on, where you been at type of situation for us tonight. But listen, this next episode is when I'm going to tell you guys a story, a true story, nonetheless. It's going to be a story about, I'm going to call it my Eat, Pray, Love story. If you saw the movie Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts, you might know where this is heading. So if that's your thing and you really want to find out the tea, definitely tune in with your girl in a few. And I'm going to go ahead and drop that episode for you. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying. Thank you for loving us. And until next time, peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed. Be a blessing. Peace.